the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-Ali al-Azim. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We managed to reflect on some parts of the hadith on the significance of knowledge and intellect by Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. We talked in the previous session about the position of dunya and the worldly pleasure in the sight of the people of understanding, the people of intellect. And Imam Kazim alayhi salam said that those who have this understanding, those who think and reflect, they would prefer the hereafter to this world. After that, Imam alayhi salam says that Ya Hisham, man arad al-ghina bila malin, the one who wants to be rich but not necessarily with having money. This is a new concept. You may be rich, but without money. How is it possible? You have no money, not cash, no even, for example, some assets to sell, but still you can be rich. مَنْ أَرَادَ الْغِنَى بِلَا مَالٍ وَرَاحَةَ الْقَلْبِ مِنَ الْحَسَدِ and wants to have comfort in his heart so that he doesn't suffer from jealousy. وَالسَّلَامَ فِي الدِّينِ and wants his faith and religiosity to be intact, to be immune. If someone wants these three things together, فَلْيَتَضَرَّعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, he must humbly beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him one thing, which is the key to those three. What is one thing that if you ask Allah and Allah gives you, then you can be rich even if you don't have money? And your heart would be put at rest and your heart would be safe and healthy. What is that? Imam says, فَلْيَتَذَرَّعْ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ فِي مَسْأَلَتِهِ بَأَنْ يُكَمِّلَ أَقْلَهُ, he must beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to complete his aql, his intellect, his reason. There is a beautiful saying, I don't know if it's by Ibn Sina or someone else, but anyway, who has said doesn't make that much difference. يُعْرَفُ عَقْلُ الرَّجُلِ بِكَثْرَةِ مُحْتَمَلَاتِهِ. It's very beautiful. If you want to understand how intelligent is someone, you have to see how many probabilities come to his mind when he's faced with something. Those who are very, you know, superficial in their understanding and very weak in their intelligence, you tell them something, they have only one possibility for that. Therefore, they easily make up their mind. Those who are sophisticated, you tell them something, he says, it can be this, or it can be that, or it can be that. There are many things he has to check. It takes him ages, you know, to come up with some conclusion. Because he has so many questions in his mind that he cannot give you a decisive answer. Those who tell you more that they need to think, they need to study, they tell you more that they don't know, you must really appreciate them. Those who always give you ready-made answers, you have to be careful.
Are these answers because this person has already studied so well that he has all the answers? Or it's because he is not really thinking about the depths of the question? Sometimes people, they don't think about the depths of the question. So, مَنْ لَمْ يَعْقِلْ عَنِ اللَّهِ. If someone doesn't think and doesn't understand Allah's affairs and those things which are related to him, لَمْ يَعْقُدْ قَلْبَهُ عَلَىٰ مَعْرِفَةٍ صَابِتَةٍ يُبْصِرُهَا, he would not be able to have a firm understanding, a firm knowledge that he can see it. It's with insight, insightful understanding, not misguided understanding, not confused understanding, not illusions in the name of knowledge. وَيَجِدْ حَقِيقَتَهَا فِي قَلْبِهِ. Not only he understands by his mind, he can check it also with his heart. He finds the truth also in his heart. Because as we said before, such people have harmony between their heart and their mind. When you are humble and you really seek understanding, then your mind and heart both start functioning. Your struggle for finding the truth, your search for understanding, must be not only by your mind, must be by mind and heart. Then, if you do it successfully, in your mind you will be satisfied. In your heart you will find the truth. And then you can be sure that there has been no illusion. وَلَا يَكُونُ أَحَدٌ كَذَلِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ قَوْلُهُ لِفِعْلِهِ مُصَدِّقًا. This is a matter of honesty and truthfulness. No one can reach this point unless what he says and what he does are the same. If what I say confirms what I do and the vice versa, if there is a harmony between my practice and my ideas and my sayings, then I can have hope for reaching this point. مَنْ كَانَ قَوْلُهُ لَفِعْلِهِ مُصَدِّقًا وَسِرُّهُ لَعَلَانِيَتِهِ مُوَافِقًا. His heart, his inner side is in compliance with his physical actions and practices and what he does by his organs. لَأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ اسْمُهُ لَمْ يَدُلَّ عَلَى الْبَاطِنِ الْخَفِيِّ مِنَ الْعَقْلِ إِلَّا بِظَاهِرٍ مِنْهِ وَنَاطِقٍ عَنْهِ. You remember at least twice we had this point, that everything which is real and true must have a sign. You remember we talked about this, that in this world everything which exists, there is also a way to discover it. If you want to understand whether you have really this hidden gift of intelligence and understanding, there must be an external sign for it. Imam says, this is the external sign. If you are honest, if you are truthful, if you are genuine in your practices, if what you say is what you do, then this is the sign for being sure that inshallah your aql is functioning properly. If I tell you something and I do something opposite, it seems that I am not intelligent. Quite opposite to what people think. People think that those who are intelligent and clever, they are people who can say everything they like and then they can manage to get away. No one can question them, no one can challenge them, because they're very clever. They tell lies easily, they don't feel anything bad, and no one can question them. No, this is not intelligence. Those who tell the truth, those who are honest, those whose practices are not better than what is in their heart, either it's equal or even less. Because there is a beautiful hadith which says people are one of the three. There are people whose batin, whose inner side is better. These are munafiq. Of course, there are different levels for nifaq, for hypocrisy, but the general definition for nifaq is that you look better than what you are. Maybe many of us also suffer from this. We look better than we are. Those whose batin and zahir, whose inward and outward aspects are the same, these are mu'min. Mu'min doesn't look better than he is. فَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ حَقَّ. And there are people whose batin is even better than what they look. Although they look great, but still there are many things greater that you don't know about them. فَهُوَ وَلِيِّ حَقَّ. These are the people who are very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So either our inward must be better or at least equal. So Imam alayhi salam says, لَأَنَّ اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ اسْمُهُ لَمْ يَدُلَّ عَلَى الْبَاطِنِ الْخَفِيِّ مِنَ الْعَقْلِ إِلَّا بِظَاهِرٍ مِنْهِ وَنَاطِقٍ عَنْهِ. So to be intelligent, to be a person of reasoning and understanding is something hidden, but there is something that can speak on behalf of your intellect. Something can show that you have such a level of understanding. And that is to be honest and truthful. That is to not look better than what you are.
I'm looking back throughout the years. To breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here, and inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhir al-Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraja and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
I'm looking back throughout the years. To breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know? For all the wisdom and tea you gave to me, let me offer something now so warm and comforting and sweet. Can you hear me whisper to you as you sleep? La ilaha illallah. Did you always understand? Can you feel me take your hand?